Our society tells you when you're in school growing up, if you're not good at academics or athletics, you don't matter. It's a lie. You do matter. Society tells you if you're not smart, if you don't think a certain way, you don't matter. It's a lie. This world is full of lies about you, and you've believed many of them. And you have felt bad about yourself, and they're just not true. You matter to God. You're His child. And that's what makes you important.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Praying and Fasting for a Breakthrough.
So in the second step, instead of worrying, you pray. And you go, God, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to let you carry the worries, and I'm just going to talk to you about them. Psalm 88, verse 9 says, Lord, every day I lift my hands to you in prayer. And I call to you. I lift my hands in prayer to you. Okay. Everybody put your pencil down for just a minute. Okay. So I'm going to teach you that the five fingers on your left hand represent who to pray for. And the five fingers on your right hand represent what you should pray. The left hand teaches us who to pray for. And here's how it goes. Watch this. Your thumb represents your family and friends, because when you're praying, your thumb is closest to your heart. And the people closest to your heart are your family and your friends. So you pray first for your family and your friends. Now, the next, see this finger right here? Look up here. See, that's the index finger, okay? That points the way. It points the way. And you're like, there, there. Where do you go? You go that way. This represents teachers and leaders. The teachers in your life and leaders in your life point the way. They say, that's the way you need to go. These are the guides in your life. And the Bible says you need to pray for the teachers in your life and the leaders in your life because they point the way in your life. The third finger, this is the tallest finger you have, okay? And who are the people in, or the tallest here, these are the people who stand out in society. These are the influencers. So write down the word influencers. The Bible says we're to pray for the people who influence the world, because we want people influencing for good, not for bad. Now, the fourth finger, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but this is your weakest finger. You can't hold anything with this finger. It's really pretty weak. This is pray for the weak. It's pray for the sick when they're sick. You should pray for sick people. You pray for poor people. This is the finger that represents children. Pray for children. They're too weak on their own. They need adult guidance. This is pray for elderly people who are too weak, who can't take care of themselves anymore. Maybe they're in a rest home or whatever. This is for people who are handicapped. Any kind of weakness, a mental weakness, a physical weakness. I pray for the poor. The Bible says to pray for the poor and to pray for the sick. Now, the last one, the littlest finger, that represents me. Myself. I pray for myself last. After I pray for everybody else, I pray for myself last. Now, it's okay to pray for yourself. I pray for my own needs. And you want to pray for your own needs too. But I don't start selfishly. I start thinking about everybody else. And that's who to pray for. On your right hand, my thumb, again, is closest to my heart. So the first thing I want to pray for, write this down, is my heart. I pray for my heart. God, is my heart right with you? Is there anything in between me and you? Is there any barrier, any bondage, anything I need to confess? I can pray for my heart. I can pray for the heart of my wife. You can pray for the heart of your husband. You can pray for the heart of your kids. You can pray for the heart of your boss. You can pray for the heart of leaders. You can pray for my heart as your pastor, as your spiritual coach. You can pray for the heart of people around you. And so you first off, you start with praying for your heart and for everybody else's heart. Okay, now this finger here is your index finger, and I said it points the way, but it also says, what's most important? What should I do first? And so this represents, now I pray for my priorities and schedule. God, what should be first in my life today? How can I put first things first? If you're not praying for your schedule, God isn't blessing your schedule. If you're not praying for your priorities, God isn't blessing your priorities. When I get up every morning, one of the first things I do is pray for, okay, God, what do you want me to do first today? That's one of the first things I pray. God, what do you want me to do first? What should be the number one priority? If I saw your to-do list, you probably have a bunch of things on it, 40, 50 things. They're not all of equal value, right? Not only should you have a to-do list, you should have a don't-do list. Things you shouldn't do. Because not everything is worth doing. God doesn't expect you to do everything. He wants you to do the most important thing. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. The third thing I pray is, again, you got the tallest finger here, and that's the one that stands out. That's the one that everybody sees the most. And this is where you need to pray for your influence. I pray for my influence, and I pray for my example. Because what are people going to see first in me? It's okay for God to pray for God to help you be an example to other people. That's okay. Then we come to the fourth, and you know, that's your ring finger, And so the fourth thing you pray for is relationships. You pray for your relationships. And you go, God, my relationship to my friends, my relationship to my family, my relationship to my spouse if I'm married, my relationship to my small group, my relationship to the people I work with, my relationship to people I serve in ministry with. You pray for your relationships around you. And then the fifth one, the little finger, you pray for material blessings. And you ask God to bless your life materially. There's nothing wrong with asking God to bless your life materially. In fact, over and over in Scripture, you're commanded to pray for God, pray to God for material blessing. And the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Now, here's the third habit. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Third is thank God in all things. Thank God in all things. I said it earlier, gratitude is the breakthrough attitude. The more grateful you are in life, the more breakthroughs you'll have in life. This is the third part of Philippians 4, verse 6. Ask God for whatever you need, but always do it, circle these two words, with thanksgiving. Asking Him with a thankful heart for all He's done.
The rest of today's message is coming up.
Everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. You will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, notice it says this is God's will. A lot of people go, I'd like to know God's will for my life. I don't even know what it is. I haven't the foggiest idea. What is God's will for my life? God's not going to show you step two until you do step one. And here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. If you're not being grateful, if you're not thanking God in prayer every day, why is God going to show you step two? He says, my will is this. First, be grateful for what I've already given you. Your life, your breath, your mind, your eyes, your ears, your senses, your freedom, your brain, the air you breathe, the food you eat, everything you have is a gift from me. And he says, be grateful in all things. Now circle the word in. Give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say give thanks for all circumstances. Big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. Somebody in your family gets cancer or has leukemia, you should not be thankful for disease. No, that would be masochistic. You should never be thankful for evil. It says in every circumstance, not for. In, why? Because even in bad things, God can bring good out of it. It's not good. There's a lot of bad in the world. War is bad. Bigotry is bad. Racism is bad. People hurting each other is bad. Lying, gossiping, those are bad things. We shouldn't be grateful for those things. But God says, I am bigger than even than your sin. And I can actually bring good even out of bad. And so he says, thank God in all things. And so God wants you to give thanks. And here's the fourth one. I stay focused on true things. I stay focused on true things. And that's what the Bible says in chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 8. And this is all about a mental change, a mental fix, a mental switch. Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts on things that are true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. And fill your mind with thoughts that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now notice in that verse, you might underline this, fix your thoughts, think about things, and fill your mind. This is a mental habit. Fix your thoughts, think about things, and fill your mind. Friends, this is the fourth key to a breakthrough in your life. And it's just as important as the other three, thanksgiving and praying and fasting. He says, you got to stay focused on true things. Now, the fact is, your mind is bombarded with lies every single day. You lie to yourself. In fact, you lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. And you tell yourself things are good when they're not as good as they should be. And you tell yourself things are really bad when they're not as bad as you think they are. We lie to ourselves all the time. Other people lie to you. But most of all, society lies to you. And you're bombarded every day with lies that simply aren't true about you. Our society says this, if you're not beautiful, you don't matter. Advertisements, movies, everything around you tells you, if you're not good looking, you don't matter. That's a lie. Our society tells you, if you're not wealthy, you don't matter. It's not true. It's a lie. Our society tells you when you're in school growing up, if you're not good at academics or athletics, you don't matter. You're the non-entity student. You don't get the rewards. It's a lie. You do matter. The society tells you if you're not smart, if you don't think a certain way, you don't matter. It's a lie. This world is full of lies about you, and you've believed many of them. And you have felt bad about yourself, and they're just not true. You matter to God. You're his child. And that's what makes you important. The fact that if God created you and Christ died for you and the Spirit lives in you, you're not junk. You're of supreme value. But there are a lot of things you've been told all through your life, some by your parents, some by your friends, some by teachers, and they just weren't true. Some of you were told you're uncoordinated. Some of you said, you'll never amount to anything. You've heard things that just aren't true. Now, the only way to counter those lies is you've got to fill your mind with the truth. Jesus said, when you know the truth, what? It'll set you free. To be set free means to have a breakthrough. I want you to be set free in the next 34 days. The only possible way you can do that is you got to be in this book every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. I mean, think about this scale. Over here, you're spending hours on social media or internet or Netflix or TV or radio or all the other sources of media out there, and seconds with this book. Well, how in the world are you going to have a healthy mind if you're filling your mind with lies instead of the truth? God will never lie to you. Everybody else does. Not everything you hear is true, and not everything you tell yourself is true. And so you've got to get into this book every day. Now, where are you going to get that truth? From the Word of God. Now, what's the result of if I do these four things? If I get my focus off my worries and get them on God, if I pray about everything instead of worrying about everything, if I thank God in all things, and if I keep my mind on the right thing, what's the result? Well, verse 7, look at this. Here's what it says on the screen. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. Hello, I like that. Which is far more wonderful, far more powerful than we can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and emotions at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Wouldn't you like to have that? And how would you like to have your heart and your mind and your thoughts and your emotion at rest? That's a breakthrough everybody needs. Less stress, more rest. Anybody want that? Less stress, more rest? Yeah, I'd like that one. Well, it says do these four habits that we're going to do together. Now, let me close with a really powerful promise of God. It's in Job chapter 11. This is going to blow your mind. This is what God says. If you'll do these things, seek God and the things that we've just talked about. Here's what the Bible says, Job chapter 11. Surrender your heart to God, okay? I'm all yours. I resolve to seek the Lord. That's what Jehoshaphat did. Surrender your heart to God. Stretch out your hands to him in prayer. We just talked about a simple way to do that. You can do it like this. You can do it like this. Stretch out your hands to him in prayer and give up all your secret sins. Then, instead of feeling shame, you'll be confident and fearless. As your pastor who loves you, I want you to be confident and fearless. He says, if you do those things, and then he says this, here's the rest of the promise. Your troubles will go away like water beneath a bridge. I like that. Your darkest hour will become as bright as morning. I like that. You'll feel safe and secure. I like that. Filled with hope. I like that. Emptied of worry. I like that. And you will sleep without fear. You're going to sleep better. Anybody want that? That's good stuff. This is not Madison Avenue talking. This is God talking. You just got to do it God's way. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you willing to start practicing these four habits? Father, as we start this journey of seeking you, we want to know your heart. We need breakthroughs. Each of us need breakthroughs in different areas of our lives. And I'm asking you in advance to hear the prayers of our church family as we pray for each other. Now, you pray. Say, God, I need a breakthrough in my life. And I want to develop these four habits in my life. And I commit to having a 5-minute conversation with you 3 times a day for the next 34 days. I want to listen to you from your word, and I want to talk to you in prayer. And I want to lift my hands, knowing who to pray for and what to pray for. And I want to do it just a short time every day. And I want you to know, God, I'm serious that I want to grow. And I don't want to stay at the same level. I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be in an impasse. I need you to do a breakthrough in my life, and you know where I need it. And so I'm going to do what you tell me to do, and I'm going to expect you to do what you say you'll do. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, make yourself real to me. Say, Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you. I want to open my life to you. I want to learn to trust you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you that you have a purpose for my life. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. As best I know how, I ask you to come into my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality, hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
God has 5 purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him, that's worship. He wants you to belong to His family, that's fellowship. He wants you to grow in Him, that's discipleship. He wants you to serve Him, that's your ministry. And He wants you to share Him with others, that's your mission. Today, I want to close by mentioning some important things about worship. Worship means that we surrender ourselves to God to do what He asks us to do. You were designed by God to worship something. And if you don't worship God, you're going to end up worshiping something else. You see, we place our faith in things or people around the world, and when we do that, it always lets us down. Only God will never let you down. He will never abandon you. But when you come to Him in simple love and you surrender to Him, you discover He's not a tyrant, but He's a savior. He's not a boss, but He's a brother. He's not a dictator. He's a friend. And when you come and totally surrender your life to God, you enter into the heart of worship. That's where you really get to know and love God, and you get to really know how much He loves you. Today, I want you to praise God for what He's done in your life and for how much He loves you unconditionally. That's called worship.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.